And now to the day's other news. U.S.-Iran tensions are still running high amid new military moves, but both sides are playing down a possible confrontation. Iran's president, Hassan Rouhani, insisted today that his nation will not wage war. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said sending more troops to the region is a deterrent, not an escalation. Foreign Affairs correspondent Nick Schifrin takes it from there.
In Washington today, the U.S. and Europe's top diplomats presented a united front, but they divide sharply on Iran. EU Foreign Affairs Chief Federica Mogherini's visit came less than 24 hours after that troop announcement, which Secretary of State Mike Pompeo described as strictly defensive.
President Trump does not want war, and we will continue to communicate that message while doing the things that are necessary to protect American interests in the region.
But while the administration's policy is maximum pressure, Mogherini on Monday urged maximum restraint.
What we would not like to see is a military escalation in the region. We think that would be extremely dangerous.
The U.S. blames Iran for the most recent escalation by attacking oil tankers in the Gulf of Oman. The military released these photos, it says, showing Iranian Revolutionary Guard Corps sailors removing an unexploded Iranian mine from one of the tankers. In an interview with Time magazine, President Trump called the attacks, quote, very minor, but that he would, quote, certainly go to war to prevent Iran from obtaining nuclear weapons.
This was a horrible, one-sided deal.
In 2018, President Trump abandoned the deal limiting Iran's nuclear program. Today, U.S. sanctions have dramatically reduced Iranian oil exports and revenue. Under pressure economically, Iranian President Hassan Rouhani is publicly defiant.
Despite all of the Americans' efforts in the region and their desire to cut off our ties with all of the world and their desire to keep Iran secluded, they have been unsuccessful.
Iran vows to exceed caps imposed by the nuclear deal on enrichment and stockpiles if Europe can't deliver economic benefits. European diplomats who met yesterday in Luxembourg say they are caught between the U.S. pressure campaign and trying to pressure Iran to stay in the deal, as German Chancellor Angela Merkel said yesterday.
In regard to the nuclear deal, we are pushing Iran to abide by it. If that is not the case, there will, of course, be consequences.
But analysts say Europe will struggle to fulfill Iran's demands, and more U.S. troops will soon arrive in the region as tensions continue to escalate. For the PBS NewsHour, I'm Nick Schifrin.
We'll get perspectives on the Shanahan matter and on Iran from both sides of the political aisle after the news summary.